Hey, this is Leon DePria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy.
So excited to be with you this morning. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, as we're going to delve into the subject of revelation. You know that there is a revelation about you. There's a secret, the word mystery. The Bible says that there's a mystery about us. And the Greek word for the word mystery is mysterion. That means that there is a secret, something kept hidden about you, about your future. And I want to tell you that God is about to reveal to you who you really are. 1 Samuel 10 verse 6. And it reads as follows: Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with him and be turned into another man. I want you to underline that word, another man. That is our key. Do you know that there is somebody else inside of you, the other man? And I'm not talking about a split personality. There is a you of this world, and there is a you of a heavenly world. If you read this in the original text, Samuel was actually saying, you need to change into the other man. That is the man of victory, the man of dominion, the faultless man, the man of the Spirit. The power of that prophecy that Samuel gave Saul drew out the man of destiny, the man who he really is inside. It drew it out. That was the power of that prophecy. And he was turned into another man. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1 and 2. Hear this. It says, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And then he says something profound. Listen to this. He says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for man to utter. The MEV translation states, he was hijacked into paradise. So what is Paul saying here? Paul saw himself in the future. 14 years ago, he met a man. Who was that man? It was himself, the other man, that Samuel was speaking to Saul about. So what we are seeing here and what Paul is saying is there is somebody else inside of you. The you of the Spirit and the you of this world, it's two different things. But he's saying that it needs to come through revelation. Listen to that first verse. It says, it doubtless not profitable for me to boast. Then he says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And then he says, I know a man. There is a mystery and a secret about you that through visions and revelations will be revealed. Somebody else inside of you, a heavenly person, a person of dominion, victory, a faultless person. And you need to discover that person. What is revelation? It is a sudden impelling force or action that drives you forward and induces motion. I want to say it again. It is a sudden impelling force or action that drives you forward and induces motion. Revelation drives you. I want you to write that down. Revelation drives you. It moves you. It creates a spiritual motion. If you feel you are stagnant, it's because of a lack of revelation. Stagnation is the opposite of a revelation. If you feel that you're stagnant, you need revelation. When we say that God speaks to us, what does that really mean? Truth being revealed to us at the right time, at the right place, right season for the right reason, so that we can bring it into existence in time and space. Revelation cannot come into existence without you. So revelation comes to us so that we can bring it into existence in time and space. Now you might ask, but bring what into existence, Marie? The truth, something new. The Greek word for revelation is apokalyptein. That is made of two words, apo, that means away or separate, to be removed. Kalyptai means to cover or veil. Revelation, it thus means to remove the veil and reveal something. What is it going to reveal? Paul says that something about me was hidden. He says there is something about you that is hidden. God wants us to uncover the mystery inside of us, which can only be unfolded when light is shed. I want to show you something. Romans 16:25 says, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began." What is Paul saying? Paul is saying, "I was at the right place at the right time, saw light, and Jesus Christ was revealed to me. From this moment, I delved into mystery that was kept secret for hundreds and thousands of years, but now made manifest." He is saying in the scripture, there is a prophetic force which brings something out of him which has never been seen before. And when it comes forth, it applies to him. I hope that you're still with me. We call it prophetic scriptures. That becomes applicable in the day and age. You can read Daniel, Revelations, or any book, and at some time, some verse will just stand out and you will say, "I've got it." The key is to speak it out. Once you speak it out, God acts. That is the language of God. Once God gives you a revelation and you speak it out, you qualify to continue in it. Keep the flow. Inside of you is a mystery, and the mystery is being unfolded. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth, proclaim the praises, the excellence, the revelation of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." There is your expression, and then there is God's expression. And these two things need to be fused together. We are to show forth his revelation. When that fusion takes place, we should show forth that revelation. You must understand that the words of God that he reveals to you, it reveals his character, his personality, his attributes, what and who he is. And if you know his word, you will understand his speech. It will put you in motion. There will be progress. It takes you out of stagnation. The language of God always drives you forward. It is impelling. I want to encourage you to receive the revelation of God, the mysterion, the mystery about you today, that God will take the lid off, that there will be an apocalyptine, that there will be a revealing of who you really are. When Saul met the prophets, he turned into another man. When there is a prophetic word and there is a revelation of that word, you will see yourself turn into the other man, the man of heaven, the man of revelation, the man of success, the man of progress, the man of motion. Revelation will set you in motion. I want to encourage you to spend time in God's word, to pray in the Spirit, because through praying in the Spirit, God will reveal to you the mysterion, the secrets, the revelation about you that was inside of him before the foundations of the earth. He says, "Before the foundations of the earth, I knew you." God knew you. He knew everything about you before the foundations of the earth, but he now needs to reveal that to you. That mystery, that secret about you needs to be revealed to you. And that comes through speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit goes into the Father and it searches all things. It searches the mysteries that is locked up inside of him for your life. I want to encourage you today that you will spend your time in prayer, spend your time in speaking in other tongues, and you will see yourself being filled with the revelation of God. The lid will be taken off and suddenly you will receive revelation of the things that is inside of you that has never been revealed. The secret, the mysterion, the mysteries about you. I want to encourage you, Encounter. Stay connected. Go and spend time with God. Pray, be in the Spirit, and be a people of revelation.